Hey.
From the crib. Quarantine time. Hookah's over there with young Sue Solo. Rory's at the crib with all the kids. How y'all holding up, man? I mean, are y'all using this time wisely? Are you being productive? Tell us how you're doing.
It's so weird not to be able to talk about my Sunday brunch and, like, you know, going to check Rory out at the clubs and hearing about what you have going on, Kenny. But with the quarantine, I will say I've been able to really focus on a lot of the good things. I'm happy to be healthy. I'm happy to have a home. I'm happy to still be able to work to some degree. And I want to focus on that, but I really want this to be over as quickly as possible.
Right.
I've definitely been productive. My brunch team and I have been able to, you know, think forward. We're planning months in advance. We're calling people, working on partnerships. So, you know, and my house is really, really clean. That's one thing I'm happy about.
Right. No, that's a beautiful thing. Clean. Listen, I think if nothing else after the Rona, the tender Rona, we're going to come out of this thing washing our hands, being more attentive to how we leave spaces. I was even saying, I've been doing the Kenny Burns show 3 to 4, and I was talking about how people go to hotels, man, and it's like so disgusting and so like, you know what I mean? And I always like notice how when I'm there, like I'm cleaning up after myself. I'm straightening back up even before the maid comes. Wow. I think hygiene is a big lesson from all this. How you doing, Rory?
You know, Rory the teacher is very special because, you know, I cuss a lot. Learning how to not cuss around the kids and do schoolwork and still try to go out and jog and do 5 miles a day.
Oh, you did 5 miles. So you on it.
I still want to meet that goal. And then, you know, we still going into the radio station, but it's in and out. Nobody's there besides the people on the shift. So I go in, knock my stuff out. But I have spent a lot of time with my family because there's no club. So Saturday all day, Sunday all day, Friday all day. I just go to work, come right back. I'm just with my family all the time. So I'm spending some good time with my family. The main word of this family, we get to clean up, but then, you know, 20 minutes later, it's all fucked up. But it's all good.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I've been trying to really stay away from the news, man. I was talking to Jessica this morning, and it's just, you know, for the president to jump out there, and we're going to get into it in case you missed it in 1 second, but for the president to jump out there and literally, you know, say, oh, by Easter, we're going back to business. Now, mind you, he's saying all these statistics in line with the death rate, right? People dying from, you know, corona, right? He's saying people, this number from automobile accidents, this number from the regular flu, this number from walking outside. Like, and I was on that early. Like, I was like saying, like, yo, this is like, yeah, okay, it's airborne, but so is the flu. Like, do you know 40,000 people die from the flu? The flu every year. So my thing is, like, you know, we've been put in the pickle jar for the last, 3 weeks, basically. I know I've lost around $75,000 at this point. And it's like, you know, you look at this shit and you're like, yo, y'all really, are these tests? Are these like the red alert? Like, you remember when the terrorist thing was popping, they would have like the orange alert, the red alert in the airports. It was just like this fear mongering, man. So I want to get into that and more. And now it's time for In Case You Missed It.
Just in case you missed it.
I want to just pick back up where I left off. But yeah, it's just, this thing is really frightening because of the way that they're playing with our mental. And I think this fear mongering is, you know, I think it's a big thing. It's a big deal. People with respiratory problems, people with diabetes, people, you know, but all these cases are really 65 and older. The majority of the high percentile of these cases. So what are y'all thinking, man? Like, is this effectively trying to get us prepared for these, you know, the pulling of the alarm, if you will, going forward?
Call me a conspiracy theorist or whatever the case is, but I just don't understand how the majority of people trust a government that, I'm not going to say found or discovered, but literally took this country and then built a system that only protected them. Everything that they created in the system was solely to be of benefit for them and harm to everyone else. So I do not trust the government whatsoever. And I do believe that they wanted to see how far they can push us. Let's see how much in control do we have, the American people. And honestly, you give the right pandemic, we will listen.
Yeah. Because we're scary. We're scary. Like, we're so scary. And it's just like, if you look at, like, Italy, the reason they have so many cases is because the respiratory problems or issues with their people are, like, the highest in the world. You know what I'm saying? And I want y'all
they
to
also have the largest population of senior citizens.
Exactly. And I want y'all to hear the senators at the White House now have agreed to $2 trillion in economic stimulus for the country. And I want to just break it down a little bit, because I think sometimes when we hear these big numbers, we think like, oh, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get a bag. I don't think.
Hell no.
The deal has been reached. Exactly. And they're saying basically $500 billion are going to major corporate liquidity programs, right, to help out these companies, quote unquote, that need it, which they don't. Through the Federal Reserve, they're getting that money. $367 billion off of small businesses. And I want y'all to know this, and this goes for everyone on this phone, too. You know, like, if you're an independent contractor, the federal government has issued up to, I think $2 million. You're allowed to apply for in loans and aid for your business. I don't know if that's, you know, the smartest thing to do, you know, if you're currently in debt or if you currently have, you know what I mean? But if there is a, you know, opportunity for your business or a business you have in mind that you know coming out of Rona can turn all the way up, there's an opportunity for y'all. And I'll send you guys the link and we'll share it on Ball Alerts, IG stories as well, so you can swipe up. So $100 billion is going to the hospitals, which I think that, you know, the hospitals need the most. And $150 billion is going to state and local governments. It will also have a one-time check for anyone who makes up to $75,000. That will be a $1,200 check. A one-time check, you know, I just read and I forgot, some country was giving $900 every 2 weeks for the next 15 weeks.
Yeah, I think that's Australia. I think Australia is doing like 900, something like that. And they are actually scheduled to do it for the next 12 weeks. So they're really taking the necessary precautions to make sure that their people are okay.
And how is $1,200 going to help you? I'm just saying, like, literally, like, I get it. And yes, please, I think people need it. But how does that help them? $1,200?
It's a temporary fix. It's some groceries. It's probably, you know, some vitamins. If you got kids, it might be some more laundry detergent. Like, who knows, you know, how far someone could make it go. But the reality is, it's not enough.
It's like you're offering $500 billion to corporations that can make the necessary adjustments and really, you know what I mean? Like, really get through these times. Because, I mean, we know what happened last time, even under Obama. These CEOs are still getting their, you know what I'm saying, they bonuses. It's like, no, how you can't get, no. Like, the people need the money. Like, give everyone, you know, ask them what their nut is a month and give them that for the next couple. I mean, you could do that, like, bare minimums. You know what I'm saying? Like, the government could do that. $500 billion to corporations that, what? Like, American Airlines, Delta Airlines, I'm sorry. Y'all, you know, y'all make trillions of dollars. You know what I'm saying?
And they don't need it.
Exactly. And you can't, you know, weather the storm. Are you expecting us to? Also, ladies and gentlemen, you have the SoundCloud and Twitch companies teaming up to ensure artists are paid faster during coronavirus. I think, you know, if you look at indie artists and streaming, SoundCloud has teamed up with the Twitch. I mean, I think that's honorable. I mean, you know.
I wonder how many of these companies Trump actually has his hands in, though, because obviously this man does everything that is self-serving. So I have a really big feeling that some of that money was going to go in his pockets, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how he's not in jail. I don't know how he's not in jail. He's several times mentioned medicine to take that was not approved by the health experts. I think it was the malaria medicine and Z-Pak. He said, take that at the same time. And you, I mean, you're essentially telling people to go buy a product. I would like to see your investment in their product. I would like to see your affiliation with their product. They're also saying now that the loss of taste and smell could be you could be a hidden carrier for the coronavirus. But again, all these things are such like scare tactics, yo.
They have listed every symptom possible to mankind at this point.
Yeah, I just want to get off of it. I wanted to get on it and get off of it really quickly. I just felt like we had to, as responsible journalists, to share our thoughts on the most recent coronavirus activities. I do want to go on to a lighter subject. They say ignorance is bliss, but ignorance is just ignorance. But I must say that Boosie Badass is a hell of a follow. Ladies and gentlemen, give up for my man. Boosie is crazy.
This man is about to get his damn Instagram account deactivated.
Hey, dog. That Shaq O'Neal joint, and when Shaq was putting the oil on his foot and that toenail came up, I damn it. He said, "You a legend, dog." And then he said, "Oh, hell no."
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, it looked like, oh, I can't see the toes. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, what the fuck?
Hey, man, that man is hilarious, dog.
He too much.
Yeah, Boosie been wild like that, though.
While we,
hey, did you see how he was cash-apping the girls, $50, to show him a little something on his Instagram Live, too?
Oh, no, he was doing that. I didn't see that part.
Put your pussy lips on live, I'll give you $1,000.
Oh, my bad.
Put your pussy lips on live. I'm going to give you $1,000.
Hey, man, cash-app up $50.
Man. Ladies and gentlemen, in other news, you know, Young Berg, he also, what does he go by now? He's a hit maker. Young Berg, you know, was obviously an artist back in the day. He used to get in a lot of stuff back in the day, if I can remember correctly. And now he is being accused of pistol whipping some lady. He's gone to Twitter to defend himself. She's obviously released pictures of her face. I mean, what's going on, y'all?
Well, let me just remind the people that this is not the first time he's been accused of domestic violence. If y'all right. remember, it's probably like 4 or 5 years ago, but he allegedly choked Masika, who was at the time, I guess, a lady he was dating and a co-star on Love & Hip Hop.
Right.
So,
I remember that.
But this girl set him up, though.
Well, that's the thing. He did come out and say that he believed she was setting him up to get robbed, and he did also release a video. He went in.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't. I can't fuck with dudes who put their hands on women. I don't care what the issue was or is, or you think causes you to do that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's sucker shit. Like, if he did that, that is some sucker shit. Like, I have no respect for you.
No, I'm not rocking with that.
So why does he get robbed so much? I mean, he's definitely been in quite a few
because he has people come over his house all the time, Sue. Yeah, he's an inviting person. He always has people at his house. How many times y'all been to my house on the phone?
Exactly.
That's what my point. See?
Right.
Burr got somebody at his house every week.
So now he needs to do some self-reflection during his quarantine time and realize that's not the smartest thing to do.
Oh, listen, it's going to be the ski mask way in 2 minutes. That man don't lift his quarantine. Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations to Aniko and Kevin Hart. Baby number 2 is on the way. I'm so happy
for
them. I am so happy for them. I talked to both of them earlier this week, just checking in on the family. They dropped that news, and I could not be more happy for them, honestly.
Very happy for their growing family.
Very dope. Thugger, y'all. Slim Thug is tested positive for the coronavirus. I thought he was playing at first, you know, but he's shown the actual test happening in the doctor's office.
Why did you think he was playing at first?
Well, I just think Thugger, you know, he's a personality, you know, and at first I didn't really, you know, I think he would lead with the doctor's office visit or, you know what I'm saying, something more reputable. Or concrete, if you will, to support that. I mean, I'm not saying
off
the line. Thug is my man. I literally thought he was playing.
I will say it did kind of sound a little bit like a PSA. You know, I went and got tested the other day, got the results back. Then he kind of said he got tested yesterday. I'm a little bit curious as to how he got his results so quickly, because it seems like it takes about 5 to 6 days for people to get their results. Right. I'm not saying that he's lying. I don't know him to be that. I don't know him at all. But I am, you know, I guess ever since Cardi kind of put it out there into the universe that, you know, she wouldn't be surprised if the government was paying people, that did kind of spark a thought in my mind. I guess I just never would have imagined that I would hear somebody like Slim Thug advise the people to listen to what the government is saying in regards to the lockdown. So I don't know. I'm honestly really conflicted when it comes down to Little Miss Rona.
Yeah. Tender Rona's a motherfucker.
Seems like he was paid to me.
It could have been that. I mean, I believe people are being paid to say things. I do. I mean, I think even the stay-at-home movement, I mean, I know you've seen that that icon pop up on your IG stories feed. I mean, it's just a, you know, there definitely is a movement to tell you to stay at home. Ladies and gentlemen, the Kanye West and Taylor Swift infamous phone call, the tape finally leaks about Kanye putting that I feel Taylor Swift might owe me sex line in his song. On the tape, he's saying how initially Kim Kardashian was in support of it, and now it's one of her favorite verses. He was talking to Taylor Swift in the video, and Taylor was, you know, literally kind of going along with what he was saying. Kanye was trying to get her to actually say she heard it before it came out to kind of show support. It just kind of proves that these artists, man, it'd be a little bit more premeditated than we think sometimes.
I agree. I've been in some studio rooms when I've seen a few artists plan some things out, so I believe everything you just said.
Yeah, man, because it's just like, how are you? You basically got the award snatched out your hand on national television. You were clearly disrespected on the ultimate level as an artist from another artist, and then you're on the phone, like literally hearing him out. But even his game on trying to convince her, it sounded like some Chicago pimp shit. Like, he was really, you know what I'm saying, throwing some game. Like, no, but think about what can happen, baby. You know what I'm saying? Because you, me, us together, you announcing it to the world, baby. We can have it all.
Yeah, but my thing is, like, who leaked the damn video again?
One of them, both of them. I mean,
yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it was someone on the Kardashian camp. I think it came from the Kardashian camp. I mean, the show is...
That's what I'm saying, for the show.
We know the Kardashians. This is all too familiar. It happens every time. So I wouldn't be surprised. But, I mean, this is what the Kardashians do.
Right. Okay. So y'all remember that case that was being filed by the prosecutor, and When They See Us, she was trying to sue Netflix, yes, and Ava DuVernay. Well, Netflix, mm-hmm, and Ava DuVernay won the defamation suit filed by the ex-prosecutor.
As they should.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, that prosecutor, man, like, how do you even add fuel to the fire by trying to sue them? You were a horrible human. You put babies in jail that didn't do nothing. Children, they were kids. One guy said...
Well, it sounds about right. That's what they do. They throw the stones and they hide their hands, and this is a story as old as time. They want to be able to be as evil as they are. They just don't want it to be on blast.
Wow.
And now she feels like shit. Ha, 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 ha.
The sad part is, who knows? Who knows what she feels like? In my heart of hearts, I don't believe that she really cares what she did. She only cares that the world knows about it now.
Exactly. The world also knows about one of your hometown heroes, Ferrari Simmons, Pleasure P. He was in the checkers. Apparently, he was in the drive-thru, and the lady said, you know, I guess he put us, I want $60 worth of food. She said, okay, what specifically do you want? He said, well, I want such for me, and I want my kids some food. I guess he wasn't communicating properly. The lady probably said some slick shit. He got upset. Apparently, allegedly, threw the bag at the girl. The police end up coming. He's being detained. It's a very colorful detainment, if you will. He's pleading his case, and to the officers, they're not hearing it. They handcuff him. They put him in the car. All over some checkers, y'all. I mean, what the waka flocka, man.
South Florida is different than all parts of Florida. In South Florida, when the heat start getting hot, people start acting crazy, man.
I mean, listen, but I mean, drive-through are our only go-tos. I mean, literally.
Be prepared to hear more news about somebody acting crazy in Florida. It's going to be coming for the next 4 to 5 months.
Now, do we know, was he under the influence of anything?
Well as they were detaining him,
it was hot.
He kept saying, why are you put, you know, why you, they kept telling him, you're not under arrest. So literally after the fourth frame, you can go to our ball alert grid and check it out. I mean, he literally was like, you smell, the police officer was like, are you drunk? Because you smell like alcohol a little bit. He's like, no, I'm not drunk. I'm trying to get food for my kid. So, and there was no outcome in the video, but I'm sure we'll have more news on that later. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, now a word from our sponsors.
Message.
It's time for Baller Mail.
I think my husband is cheating on me. He came home with lipstick on his neck. He said it was from hugging a coworker. But here's the thing. He's a chef. So who hugs a chef when all he does is cook in the back? Please help. Somebody explain this from Baller Alert.
Well, hold on now. Let me just say, I be hugging my chef.
Yeah. I'm about to say, this motherfucker might cook some grits and trim a grits out of this world and needed a hug. Well, thank you.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a reach. But really, sis, I want to know, how was the lipstick on there? Was it a full print? Was it like a little smear? Because if it's a smear, I can get that, you know, it possibly came from a hug. But if it was like you can see the bitch lips, then that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's my thing, though, y'all. I'm just letting you know, on the neck, I can see maybe on the on his apron or something like that, maybe you leaned over. But on your neck, that's you cooking, you laying it down on, you know, on
well,
the on
but I will say this. Because I'm short. So sometimes if somebody, like if I get on my tiptoes to hug someone and then they come down, I might accidentally hit the neck.
Are you going to kiss a married chef on the neck? No.
No, I didn't say that, Robert. I'm just saying if it was like a mistake, you know, they were going in for the hug and
that ain't no mistake.
Maybe.
I'm just letting you know. I'm trying to look out, buddy, but you know, at the same time, how can you have an excuse for lipstick on your neck? On your neck and you're a chef.
Yeah, you know what though, guys? I will say this. I will say that I have been hugged by overzealous fans before. And, you know, I told you guys even, I've said it on Baller Alert many a time, I literally give the church hug to women sometimes with too much makeup and heavy lipstick on because it gets on my clothes every time I hug them. Like Sue said, like short women, you know, it's around your chest area. You know, when you bend down, it's on your hood, it's on your shirt. Now, the lipstick prints on his neck, if he has had multiple acts of infidelity and this, that, and the third, so if I can see how you, whatever.
Right.
But sometimes people just get overzealous and plant one on you, really. And then if you're in a club, or if you're in a setting, if he's cooking and he's on fire that night and it's going down and he's greeting several people, you're not wiping your neck. You're going to the next person. So I think, you know, it's possible that, you know, he could have just got, you know, one planted on him by an overzealous supporter or fan, really.
Definitely possible.
It's possible, but the reality is, this is your relationship. That's your man. You know him a lot better than we do. If you feel like something is really, really wrong, like Kenny said, if he has been an offender in the past, then you might really want to dig deeper. But it's just a one-time thing, you know. Yeah.
Agree.
Okay.
Agree. We all agree. So sis, go forth. Give that man the benefit of the doubt if it's not a reoccurring thing. If it is, then you need to assess your situation.
Social distancing, and he got lipstick on his neck coming home. All right.
Oh,
but this could be an old scenario, you guys.
It could be an old scenario.
She DM'd me and said, I have to tell you what happened to me last night. I'm looking at the DM right now.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Well, we reassessed.
Well, then.
That was yesterday. So it happened 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah. He's coming in the house. First of all, ain't nobody in the goddamn restaurant, okay? All right? It's drive-thru or takeout, okay? Who's on his neck?
Yeah, friend. That just changed the whole little thing.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, bro. We tried, but you literally make it carry out. You know what I'm talking about?
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Creep, creep!
Hey, it's from his phone time!
Creep, 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 creep!
And now it's time for comment creeping.
All right, so since the coronavirus seems to be the only thing we could talk about, I figured I would share this tweet with you guys from Meek Mill. He actually said, I was extremely sick in December around Christmas time with flu-like symptoms. Every day I said to myself, an older person could not survive this. I lost like 15 pounds and could barely move. I never been that sick, and a doctor never told me what it was. All right, now everybody's, you know, self-diagnosing now, remembering the times that they were sick, if it was the flu, the cold. Everyone's questioning if they had the coronavirus at one point. Now, if y'all remember, Donald Trump actually downplayed the coronavirus. He tweeted, "The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. We are in contact with everyone and all relevant countries." Really just downplaying this. He says the CDC and World Health have been working hard and very smart, of course. Joe Biden retweeted that and said it has been a month since this tweet. So Meek Mill felt that he may have contracted the coronavirus back in December. Donald Trump completely downplays coronavirus in February. That was February 24th that he made that tweet. And a month later, Joe Biden goes and pulls it up to remind us this man doesn't have a whole or understanding of what's going on. He absolutely is a dumb fuck. Sorry, y'all.
Yeah. Sorry to this man.
Yeah, he's definitely off, y'all. I mean, it's fact. Anybody who's still supporting him or still saying that he's doing, I mean, he's driven the country into the ground. He's had the information for a long time. He's had this information for a long time, but because we depend on China so much for the import-export, you know what I'm saying? They put us, it's all money, y'all. It's all money. But one time for Meek Mill, and I think, honestly, a lot of people have had corona.
I had corona-like symptoms back at the end of November.
Listen, it's not age. It's okay that you had it, okay? All right, it's okay to get sick and get better. I've been around you when you were sick and since you've been better. I think we all have gotten it. I mean, I haven't gotten the flu this year, but I think everybody who has the flu or get the cold, you know what I'm saying, has had corona. It would make
sense. And what did we do? We treated it like the regular flu. We kept our asses at home. We hydrated. We
ate fruits
and vegetables. We took care of our immune systems.
Hey, but listen, y'all. I went to the doctor, and he couldn't find nothing wrong. Prescribed me some medicine that didn't work.
But Rory, guess what they're doing now? When you get they don't give you nothing for the Rona. They give you.
They're taking a guess.
Well, listen. They don't give you. And if you was listening to Slim Thug. They told him to do the vitamin C's and the immune building shit. And my thing is like, bro, like we stopped our world for nothing, bro. For nothing, bro.
People lost their jobs. People really lost their jobs. There are people that are still stuck overseas and cannot get home because of the travel ban.
People are losing their businesses. People are losing their way of life. Listen, we knew what was going to happen because of China. We knew China is drastic regardless. So all the measures that we saw, I mean, all the measures they were taking, the things we saw on social media, that was all what China does. But again, fear, we're scared. Our president's saying nothing wrong. Then for this man who apparently says what he wants with no disregard, he goes from it's not happening to I always knew this was a pandemic. Of course, people are going to be like, wait a minute. Because this man is fucking crazy. So we're going to step back and think about it. Now, mind you, yes, we all should have self-quarantined in a way to be healthy for our friends and family that had respiratory problems, elderly, this, that, and the third. But way of life, look how it's hurt us. This comeback, like if we went into the 60 days people were talking about, 60 to 90 days, that means it's getting us into June. You know how many people would be so far behind the eight ball? Maybe it'd take them a whole year to catch up or more. They're not giving no breaks. They're talking about deferring payments on mortgages. They're talking about not evicting you. Okay, so what? At the end of the 3 months, you're going to owe 3 months rent.
Exactly.
And, you know, I appreciate those who are online saying be thoughtful and those celebrities saying, you know, be thoughtful on social media and stay home. But y'all can afford it. Y'all can afford it. There's people out here that can't afford that. Mm-hmm. And as long as people are taking measures to clean up after themselves, to be cleanly when doing transactions or business, bro. Because once you get it, it runs through you like a cold, or you go get what? You don't get nothing. You can't go to the doctor and get nothing.
My question is, we're all in the house. We're doing what we need to do. What is the government doing outside? Cardi made a good point. We saw that the Chinese government had people outside cleaning the streets, spraying the building, spraying the air, whatever it is that they needed to spray down. We can stay in the house all we want, but that is not the cure. Let's figure it out.
Hello?
Get it done.
My thing is this. This is the craziest shit. Let's just say 30% of the population are self-quarantining themselves. And then you come out after your quarantine and still catch it anyway.
Exactly.
Because other people may not even be doing it.
They should have come up with a better plan.
Yeah, this is crazy.
It should have been people that have existing health concerns, older people. Put those people in the quarantine. Let the rest of us work. Now you're trying to just throw us back out there.
Yeah, and we have to take care of our families. Like, they don't realize the measures that they're causing. And now, mind you, I want to say this to everyone listening as well. We have to do better with saving. We have to do better with, like, just being thoughtful about other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, in hotels, y'all can't be scratching y'all asses touching the remote. You can't be fucking doing the worst. You know, I don't mean to be gross, but I was looking at the Andrew Gillum pictures. You know, Andrew Gillum, the mayor of Tallahassee, ran for governor of Florida. D. Nice and I went down there to support him in his rally. When I tell you what them men were doing in that room and what was on, this was in the Mondrian, where I stay sometimes, and it was disgusting. People are fucking disgusting, bro and sisters. Like, we gotta be, and that's what all the rhetoric should be about, the promotion, the marketing should be about how people are disgusting, and we have to hold people accountable. You know what I'm saying? In these public places, man. I just get so worked up.
You gotta be active citizens. Like, all these things that are happening with the government, it's because we let it slide. Every time rent increases or groceries or gas or anything for that matter, all we say is, oh, that's how it goes. You know, rent goes up every year. You know, this goes up every year. That's what they do. We got to stop being so passive about these things that negatively affect us as a whole.
Facts, man. Facts. I'm glad you brought that up,
hey,
too, because that
gas
that was
is $1.90, by the way.
Of course.
Yeah, but you can't go nowhere.
It'll be $4 as soon as it's thrown over.
Yeah, I mean, this is really exposing us. The companies that can allow their staff to work from home absolutely should, period. Moving forward, if your company was able to function with employees at home, let them stay home. It's better for the environment. It's better for us all.
Facts, man. And I applaud you again for bringing that up, because it's so important that, you know, yes, we want to tell you the fact of what's going on and what people are saying. You have people coming out saying that they felt like they had it. Yeah, whoever's been sick has had corona. Now, if you thought that in your brain, accepted that, you would move forward in life and act like a fucking, you know what I'm saying, like a fearful, God-fearing human that has to pay bills. We got to pay bills. We got to get back to life. And now it's time for Confucius Said. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time to be creative. This is the time to think of that idea that changes the world. This is the time for you to be ready and prepared so that when Tinderona is over, you're fully active in getting what you came for. A lot of people will come out of this having owed rent, having been owed, you know, been late on their mortgage payments, late on bills paid. You will be catching up. You have to hit the ground running. You have to be ready. So please go read about this, you know, this $1 trillion bill that has been passed and what you can get out of it. If you are a small business owner, there are ways for you to get loans. If you are, if you don't make $75,000, you're due $1,200. Now, mind you, this has only been about a month. So if they offering you $1,200, that's going to help. That's going to keep you from going into the next month with super, super heavy loads on you. You know what I'm saying? Weight on you. So please, y'all, just do the research, read. And more importantly, don't be fearful. We are strong humans. We get sick. You know what I'm saying? We recover. We go through recessions. We recover. But a depression? You ain't never been in a depression in your lifetime. Okay, anybody listening to this, you ain't been in a depression. So we don't want that. And we got to get back to work. All right, so stay educated. Keep your hygiene, you know, on an all-time high. Make sure people hold people around you accountable for their hygiene. If they sneeze and not covering their mouth, tell them to cover their mouth. If they walk around here licking their fingers and touch something, say, go get a Clorox wipe and wipe that pole down, sir. Keep motherfuckers responsible, okay? I love you. I'm praying for you. The Ball Alert Show is coming to you a couple times a week until Tenderona goes away. We just got to do it by phone. God bless you. We love you. Baller Nation. Peace.
Baller Alert!
The dream is real.